Finally today, imagine waking up and finding out that the price of gasoline more than doubled overnight. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy either. Nigerians woke up to exactly that scenario on January 1st. That's when the Nigerian government ended its generous fuel subsidies, more than doubling the price of gas. A national strike was called to protest the move, but today the strike was suspended for the weekend to allow for talks between labor unions and the government. Musician Seyun Kuti has been an outspoken critic of the government's actions. Seyun is the son of Nigeria's legendary musician Fela Kuti. He spoke to us earlier from Lagos before the strike was called off.
I'd like to address something you said, that the government stopped their generous subsidy. You know, it is not a generosity from the side of the government. It is the government actually paying for their incompetence in the petroleum sector. It was never a generous subsidy. It was a subsidy that came out of the inefficiency of government.
Shane, you probably know that President Goodluck Jonathan wants to build Nigeria's infrastructure, and to do that, he has to raise a lot of cash, and that's apparently why this fuel subsidy has ended. Do you oppose the idea of beefing up national infrastructure in Nigeria?
Well, I for one, definitely do not oppose the development of Nigeria. But he has been part of the government for 12 years, and this party has not done one thing. Let me tell you, they have deregulated the diesel fuel sector.
Diesel fuel,
the AG, yeah. Promising us the same things. We'll have light, water, food, blah, 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 will come. Until now, nothing has been done with the money that has been generated from the deregulation of diesel 7 years ago.
Seyun, I know that for you and a lot of Nigerians, when you start to see these big dollar amounts, corruption always comes to mind. Do you accept the argument that by removing the oil subsidies and focusing on infrastructure, it actually forces a closer scrutiny of finances and maybe less corruption would ensue?
Okay, now let me paint the picture. I do not. Because first of all, the subsidy, 300 billion naira, is $2 billion in 2010. And in 2011, in just 8 months, it had jumped up to 8 billion. In just 8 months. So there's monumental fraud here. 2 years ago, all crashed due to lending money without enough security behind the loans. Now the banks crashed and our government used $14.6 billion to bail out the banks. We refuse that this is the only way Nigeria can move forward. This is a lie.
So Seyun, what do you suggest? If the government says subsidies have not been working and you and millions of Nigerians are saying taking them away won't work, what do you want to see happen?
First of all, the persecution of the people that committed this monumental fraud that has stolen this whole $6 billion from our economy, they should all be tried for economic sabotage. That's the first step. The second step is that government themselves have to cut down spending. I mean, our president wants to, his feeding allowance every day is about $10,000.
And musically, Seyun, is this oil subsidy business inspirational at all?
Of course, because, you know, this is the first time that I feel that Nigerians are actually listening to the message of my music, my father's music, you know, and it's giving me more materials to work with.
And Seyun, at one point you said all of this is kind of a motivation for you to maybe run for office one day. We've seen Youssou N'Dour announce his candidacy in Senegal. When will you announce?
Well, I don't know about running for president. You know, I feel I'm doing a good job at the opposition.
Nigerian musician and political activist Seyun Kuti. I've posted a blog entry of photos from Lagos of Seyun and his band, the Egypt 80. You can see those at theworld.org. And we'll close our program today with a track from Seyun Kuti's latest album, From Africa with Fury, Rise. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.